The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 7th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna rapidly increased his devotion, and as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided.
So, material existence means full of anxiety. This is the summon substance of material existence. Everyone is full of anxieties. Not only human, just like Karandar was speaking, there are so many bad news. What is that? Where is Karandar?
Energy crisis.
Yes, energy crisis, food shortage, and what else? And even Mr. Nixon is in such an exalted post, he is also full of anxiety. When he will be kicked out. So, find out any man who is not in anxiety. Not only human beings, but also animals, birds, beasts, everyone. That is the symptom of material existence. Anxieties. So, spiritual life means anxiety-less. This is the difference between material life and spiritual life. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. In the Bhagavad Gita it is described what is spiritual life. As soon as you are identified with the absolute truth, Brahma, then symptoms will be Prasanna Atma, jubilation. I do not belong to this material world. I belong to the spiritual world. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Why should I suffer so many things? That is jubilation. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. The Prasannatma means na sochati, na kankhati. He has no lamentation, no hankering. Here people are always full anxieties because they have got hankering. I want this, I want that. And there is lamentation. What they possess, if it is lost, they cry, "Ah, my things are lost." And what they do not possess, they hanker. So their anxiety is there, either he possesses or not possesses. This is material. If you have no money, then you'll hanker after money. How to get money? How to get money? How to get money? And when you get money, then how to utilize it? How to, where to keep it? In the bank or in the house? Will take away? Somebody will take away? Where is anxiety less? You possess or not possess, the real disease is anxiety. So when one becomes Brahma-bhuta, self-realized, identified with the absolute truth, then he has no more anxiety. This is the best education, when you become anxiety-less. That is perfection of education. So, when Prahlad Maharaj was inquired by his father, that what nice thing you have studied, my dear boy, in your school. So he replied, my dear father, the best education I have received, how to become anxiety-less. That's all. That sadhu manne surabhajya dehina, not only for me, but for everyone. But you will not understand, my dear father, because you are demon number one. He is addressing his father as Suravarja, Asuravarja. Asura means demon. And Bariya, Bariya means the first class. He's not addressing his father as my dear father, my dear best of the atheists. Therefore, his father was very angry. This child, he talks with me on equal level and does not fear me. Kill him. Asura, he is prepared to kill his son if he does not agree with him. You see? We are also prepared. If one is not devotee, if he is son, we can kill him. The same. But our is for Krishna and the Asuras is for himself. That is the difference. He wants to do everything for his personal satisfaction and we want to do everything for Krishna's satisfaction. That is the difference. The same propensities are there. But when it is applied for Krishna, then it is purified. And when it is applied for personal self, it is impure. This is the difference. The Prahlad Maharaj said, the best education is that which makes one anxiety free. That is best education. Now, where is that education? Is there any education throughout the whole world? In so many universities, especially in your country, there are nice, very, very. Rather, they have created so much anxieties that the boys, they are frustrated. They are giving up everything, becoming hippies. Where is anxiety less? They increase anxiety. Increase anxiety. Tat sadhu manne suravaddu dihina sada samudhu bhigna. My dear father, the best of the asuras, I think that anyone who has accepted this material body is full of anxieties. Asat grihat. Asat grihat means, asat means temporary. Because he has accepted a body which is temporary, he is full of anxieties. That is the real problem. If we want to be anxiety-less, no anxiety, then we have to refuse to accept this material world. Otherwise, there is no possibility. All anxieties are due to this material world. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, "Tat sadhu manne suravaddu dehinam sada samudhu bhignam asat grihat." This is the problem. That somehow or other we have come in contact with this material body. I am not this material body, you are not this material. We are soul. That realization required. That I am not this material body. Therefore I am not American, I am not Indian, I am not white, I am not black. I am pure soul. Aham Brahmasmi. This is the real business of human society. Athato brahma jignasa. Now the swine is inquiring, where is stool, where is stool, where is stool. But a human being is also engaging for that purpose, where is stool or where is food. Food is his food. And we are also whole day and night with motor car going this or where is food, where is food. Diva charte haya rajul. Kutumma bharaninova. The whole day is spent. So many motor cars going this way and that way. What is the business? Now where is money? Where is food? Where is shelter? And as soon as you get shelter, money and food, kutumba bharaninava, then how to feed my children, how to feed my wife, how to feed my country, how to feed society? This is anxiety. This is anxiety. They nidrahyate natram. At night, they want to become anxiety-less by sleeping or by sex life. They want to forget anxiety. This is their business. Nidrahyatena. So they think that if I sleep, then I shall be. Let me drink so that there will be very deep sleep. That is not possible. You dream, very ferocious dream you are dreaming. So, and sex life, that is also temporary. So these are not the methods. Method is, here it is, as it is recommended by Arjuna. Vasudeva, anubhyanam. Anubhyanam. Anu means constantly. And dhyanam means meditation. They have manufactured so many meditation without Vasudeva. Their so-called transcendental meditation club and yoga asana. But go there, what you meditate upon? Zero. That is there. They cannot say, what is that meditation? What is that transcendental meditation? No rascal will be able to explain. But they call big, big words, transcendental meditation. And what is that transcendental meditation? Please explain. That cannot be explained. You see? Is it not? But we have got them like, Vasudeva Anudhyanam. What do you say? Vasudeva Anudhyanam. Paribrinhita. Ramasa. Here is Vasudeva, Krishna. You come here and see very minutely how Vasudeva is dressed nicely, how he is playing on his flute, how he is situated with his eternal consort, Srimati Radhanani, how he is enjoying her company. So nice thing for meditation. But why you are up at zero? Where you see the rascaldom. Here is such nice object for meditation and they are trying to meditate upon zero. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Klesa adhikatarasti sam abhakta sakta chita sam. Klesa, that trouble is more. We can meditate upon Krishna immediately. We are constantly seeing Krishna here. So as soon as I close my eyes, I see Krishna. That is not very difficult. Anything you see, you'll be able to immediately have the form within your heart immediately. So there is no difficulty. But they will create some difficult task. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, klesa adhikatarasti. To fix up the mind on Vasudeva or Vishnu, that is also difficult. But those who are trying to fix up their mind on zero, their position is more difficult. Adhikata. Adhikatara means more. So, people are voluntarily accepting some nonsense method and they are not happy. That is their misfortune. Misfortune. Naradhama. Everything is there. But because they are duskritina, naradhama. Duskritina. Duskritina means misfortunate. Or always engaged in sinful activities. They will not meditate upon Vasudeva. They meditate on something. Some collar, some zero, or something like that. We do not know what kind of meditation that is. But real meditation recommended in the Vedas, dhyanavastita tatgatena manasapasandhyam yogino. Yogi. Yogi is see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by meditation. Meditation. Dhyanavastita tatgatena manasap. Mind is absorbed in the Supreme Personality. That is the real process of yoga system and meditation. To see the form of Vishnu. Dhyanavastita tadgatina manusa. This is the recommended process, standard recommended process. So here, if you simply think of Krishna, Krishna recommends also that. Manvana bhava madbhakta. This Krishna consciousness movement is nothing. Just to train people how to think of Krishna and how to become devotee. That's it. So you may become devotee, but you will become devotee. If you think of Krishna, naturally you will become devotee. So But think of Krishna. Is it very difficult task? Very simple. Very easy. Even a child can do it. Here is Krishna. You can think of. So you go on thinking. You'll be attached. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangam. And thinking of Krishna in association of the devotees. Not alone. Then you'll go to hell. Alone will not do. The association is so strong that anyone who is coming to our association, everyone teaching, but by association, he wants to become devotee. By association, automatically. So the association is so powerful. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Tadero charano sevi bhakta sane bhar. Janame janame mor ehi obhila. He is praying, my dear Lord, this is my ambition. Birth after birth. What is that? That to be engaged in the service of the acharya, guru, and in the association of devotees. This is perfect. Janame janame mor ehi. This is my desire. I don't want to stop my birth, but simply I want that I may take birth, it doesn't matter. But bhakta sane bhava, let me live with the devotee. That is it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kita janama ho jatha tua das, bohir mukh brahma janme nahi moras. He says that if I forget you and take my birth as Lord Brahma, I don't want. What is the use of taking a birth like Brahma? But I shall like to take my birth as a small, insignificant insect where a devotee is there. This is the ambition of you. I shall prefer to become an insect because there are different varieties of living entities, beginning from Brahma down to the insect, insignificant. In the middle, there are so many varieties, aquatics, trees, plants, demigods, and man, human being, so many things. So this is the end, one end to another. Abrahma bhuna stambho. But insignificant ant, nobody cares for, and Brahma is very important, supreme person within me. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I will not prefer a birth like Brahma if I forget you. But I will prefer to become an insect if I remain with your devotee. Because if one remains with the devotee, he will not forget Krishna. That is the advantage. It's like you, when you go, people address you, Hare Krishna. It is very great benefit. Automatically they chant Hare Krishna. We have seen it all over the world. And when I was going from London to Nairobi, we stopped at Athens, the dead of night. And we are in the, what is called, that transit room. So as soon as they saw us, Hare Krishna. So this is advantage. Ahavato sapachato pigariyana jajjibhagri namatubham. Even a dog eater chants Hare Krishna, he becomes glorified. But this chant should be given. Let them chant Hare Krishna, either willfully or jokingly or anywhere. Let him chant Hare Krishna. This is the movement. Let him chant. Once let his tongue utter this transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, his life will be successful. It is such nice movement. You haven't got to do anything. Simply you come here and see Radha Krishna. It will be benefited. It is very easy. Susukham kartum abhayam. And once you get the impression of Radha Krishna per meditation, and if you increase, then life is your success. Life is success. Because as soon as you become little inclined to see Radha Krishna, Krishna within your heart, that means you have developed his love. Just like if you love somebody, you want to close your eyes and see his face, his, your child or your lover. Similarly, as soon as you practice this, how to see, meditate upon Krishna, that means you develop. Premanjana chrita bhakti bilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu bilokayanti. Then, gradually, it will increase and you will be perfect. It is very easy. This process of Krishna consciousness is so easy and so pleasant. Anyone can take. There is no difficulty. And if you become Krishna conscious completely, always thinking of Krishna, by anudhyanam, always anudhyanam, thinking of Krishna, thinking of Krishna, anyone can do it. Then you become perfect. Takta dehang punarjanma naiti mami iti kaunti. That is the problem. However, what is the problem? Problem is that we are full of anxiety. Why you are full of anxiety? Because you have accepted this material body. So if you stop accepting material body, there is no anxiety. That can be done by Vasudeva Dhyana. Constantly thinking of Krishna. You haven't got to pay any price. You are not losing anything. But you are becoming a great, perfect man. Why do you don't accept this process, Krishna consciousness? Why you are after something false thing? Just see how unfortunate people are in this Kali Yuga. They will not accept the real thing without any payment, without any loss. Everything is gain. They will accept something nonsense and go to hell. Just see, this is Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga is so powerful that it will not allow you to accept the real thing. You will be after non-real thing and waste your time and valuable life. This life is meant for Krishna realization. It is not meant for anything, any other business. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur saying, Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain. My dear Lord, I have simply wasted my time. Why? Manushya janama paya radha krishna namaj. I got this valuable human form of life, but I did not worship radha krishna. This is my fault. Janiya suniya bishokhain. It is just like knowingly I have taken poison. So anyone who is not taking to Krishna, Krishna consciousness, as Krishna advised, he's simply drinking poison. Drinking poison, that's all. And what is the effect of poison? You die. Not only this life, life after life. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. You will accept this life, again it give up, again another body, again another, and that you do not know, there is no guarantee. What kind of body you are going to get? But they are so rascals, they do not understand that I am going to get another body. And there are so many varieties of body. If I get the body of a tree, now standard up for 7,000 years, how much risk we are taking? But all this risk can be avoided in this human form of life, simply by thinking of Vasudeva, simply by thinking of Krishna. Why people are left? This is their misfortune. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanj. This Krishna consciousness can be accepted only by the most fortunate person. Not less fortunate. Alpa medhasa. Those who have got little brain, a little fortunate, they cannot. vegan. Sukriti, no, Sukrita. Sukriti means very fortunate, very pious. Duskriti, no, cannot take it. Vasudev, thinking of Vasudev Krishna is very easy. But those who are sinful, they cannot take to it. That is difficult. Therefore we say, stop these four pillars of sinful life. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling. These are the four pillars of sinful life. If you accept these four pillars, then your root, sinful life is very strong. Break this from the very beginning. There will be no more sinful life. If you simply stop, what is the difficulty? If you do not smoke or do not drink, will you die? We have got so many devotees. They do not smoke. They do not drink. Are they dying? They do not play any gambling. Are they dying? They do not take meat. Are they dying? They do not have any illicit sex. Are they dying? It is artificial. Mayas. Artificial. They're just like so many cigarette packets are advertised. Although there is written on the, what is that? It is dangerous. Yes. Still the rascal will take. Still, the things will be advertised. The government is writing on the packet, it is dangerous, but they are not closing the factory of the cigarette. That is because they want income. This is going on, cheating. And if you don't like it, why don't you stop this? But that they will not do. Simply, soap bottle. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is that we want to stop this soap bottle business. Everyone must be a real leader, then people will be happy. Thank you very much.